Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manning takes a knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rolling right along here, joining us right now, representing the Garden State like myself, and baseball, just one of the young guys in baseball doing the work. Baseball is cool again because over the last 10 years since I met this guy, we've both been grinding, and not just us, a lot of people, and obviously the game has grown itself. Scott Braun from Foul Territory joins me right now on The Fan in New York. What's up, Scotty?
Yo, what's up, Keith? Awesome to be on here, man. We always appreciate when you're coming on Foul Territory with us. And you're right. I mean, we've been through it with baseball, through the thick and thin. And I do think they're going to start to hit a renaissance period again because of the rule changes and a few other things. But you know, the games are just crisper in the last couple of years, dude.
Yeah, they're faster, obviously. I just saw that, you know, 2 hours and 36 minutes was the average time of nine-inning games this year, which is the fastest since 1984. That certainly helps. 3,617 stolen bases. That's the most since 1915. And obviously, you know, the pitch clock and social media and, you know, the different streaming services. I've always loved the game from when I was a kid. But now, as a grown man, having the access that I have, I still think it's alive and well. And people that hate on it and don't like it, I'm like, well, leave seats at the ballpark for the rest of us, and we'll be just fine.
Yeah, that'll bring pricing down too, right? Dynamic pricing at the ballpark. For anyone that ever thinks, oh, if my team spends a lot, I'm going to pay the price, that's not how ticketing works. Ticketing is dynamic, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. On the pitch clock part, I know, you know, we'll get to playoffs, but for me, when I heard people complaining about rule changes, I was like, no, this is not a rule change. This is getting back to how the game was created. If you watch a game from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, there was a natural pitch clock, a pace that made the game great, and players took advantage, teams took advantage of having no clock, no time, no limits on timeouts, that whole deal. It just went so far that it got out of control, and it's not their job to fix it. The job is, you know, the league, the union, et cetera, to make this product entertaining so that people are still interested in it. So it's a big win. You know, I'm watching all the playoff games today, and they just feel different. Dude, I was part of so many playoff coverage, you know, things for MLB in the past, the call-in games and all that. And it was super fun, but, I mean, we were talking about many four-and-a-half-hour games where sometimes you're like, this game has no business being four and a half hours right now.
I know it. I was in the fan cave when I met you and you gave us the tour of MLB Network in 2014. The whole premise of the fan cave was these eight fans stay in the fan cave from first pitch to last out. And that was way before the pitch clock. I always tell a story about being there for a 19-inning game, Red Sox versus Angels. We didn't get out of that place until like 3-4 in the morning. It was crazy, you know, being in that experience. I could only imagine when you're kind of like trapped and stuck at work waiting for the final outs and the games to end.
Yeah, and I love the game. It's just a better product now. So you're right, dude. You would have gotten much more sleep back then if you had the games the way they are now, you know. And like you said, I mean, 2 hours, close to 40 minutes, that's still plenty of action that you're getting. Sure, you're going to get the occasional pitcher's duel where there's some games under 2 hours. Well, you know, look it up. Usually it's Tarek Skubal matching up against whatever, Michael King, who I'm watching right now, something like that. You should know that you better get to the ballpark earlier on time for a matchup like that. But other sports, you know, I guess football's different, but, you know, basketball, you go, it's usually what? 2.5-ish. So baseball's right in line now. And yeah, it's a great product. I'm loving the playoffs so far.
Good. Yeah, it had to happen. The game had to evolve. All these other sports are changing things and adding things. NBA added an in-season tournament. NFL is always tweaking the rules. They just changed their kickoff. It had to happen. But you got me wrong with the sleep. If they would have had the pitch clock when I was in the fan cave, I would have been in the bar. I would have been in the club. I would have been out of there sooner and into the New York City nightlife.
They kept you in, right? Which is how the game works nowadays. I mean, you know how the way that players spend their free time in the past, I would say probably 10 to 15 years, even just the past decade, has changed dramatically, right? I've actually seen the change. I caught the tail end of players hitting the town and, you know, there wasn't as much going on with social media. And now it's like CJ Abrams goes out one time and stays out late. And it's all over social media, right? So most players don't go out almost at all, right? Or it's very private for a dinner, you know, with the guys. And they're going back to the hotel room and watching movies and really just playing video games against each other. So,
good, good. These guys got to stay out of trouble. I saw that picture of CJ Abrams, and I'm like, man, I've been there. I'm a Jersey guy like yourself. I've been in Atlantic City where you're just trying to win back what you lost. You end up stuck at that table. How many spins, how many chips? He didn't have any chips. I felt bad for the guy. I'm like, this guy makes millions playing baseball. Where are his chips?
Yeah, you know what no chips left means? That means go home.
Right?
I mean, don't buy back in. Go home.
You got to go. All right, well, listen, you growing up in Jersey and being in the New York area, I know you understand how many Mets fans are around here, how this Mets fandom is passed down from generation to generation, how these Mets fans have been thirsty, have been wanting, have been craving this team that they currently have. They thought they had it in 2022. They weren't sure about what was happening this year with David Stearns coming in. But look where we are now. Look at just the last 2 days with what they did in Atlanta and what they did today in Milwaukee. They're the talk of the sport.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, they're providing so much entertainment right now, and you're right. I mean, I'm from Jersey with most of my immediate and extended family is Mets fans. There's some Yankee fans mixed in there as well. Most of them, you know, via girlfriends, boyfriends, people getting married into the family. But, I mean, the text chats are off the charts right now with the excitement level. And a lot of it's adding up because they weren't expected to do anything this year. Most people that follow the game had them in the 500 range, give or take. You had a few bold people that thought, oh, maybe they sneak in as a third wild card, as the last wild card, and that's essentially what they've done, right? I mean, they've snuck in as one of the lower seed wild cards here against the Milwaukee team that they just faced. So you're thinking, ah, this team ran all over us this year if you're a Mets fan. And, I mean, they actually gave them a taste of their own medicine tonight. I mean, they played a really nice game, aggressive base running. The bullpen was strong, and they didn't have to use, you know, all the high leverage. Also, I think if Edwin Diaz had pitched again, you know, his arm might have fallen off, so we would have had to maybe help him put it back on. But, I mean, yeah, this was Severino bouncing back from what looked like a wobbly beginning to the game, and then the offense showing up. So, yeah, I mean, they are the talk of the sport right now. Of course, the sport loves to see the Mets thrive because it's a big market, and it's a super passionate fan base. As obviously, I'm sure you spoke to many callers over the last couple hours, but and this was a really good game. And the biggest thing is, of course, the fifth inning there, they took advantage of a couple of defensive mistakes by what's been one of the better defensive teams out there. You see Churio make that really nice catch. And then next play is really what decided the game. You know, that laser off the bat of Tyrone Taylor that ends up ricocheting off Jackson Churio's glove. And Churio, I think, is going to be a top 10 player in our sport within the next 2 years. But that play alone leads to a team capitalizing, scoring five times with two outs. And it reminded you of the dramatics that we saw on Monday. It feels like days ago already, but it was just yesterday they were getting the job done against Atlanta. And the last thing that stood out to me, Keith, was by winning game one yesterday, it enabled them to save Luis Severino and put themselves in a much better spot. I know it wasn't like the dream start from Severino, but he did what they needed him to do. He gave him
good
a quality start. They ended up, yeah, it was good enough. So it ends up putting them in a really good spot, not just for game two and potential game three if need be, but if they win game two, which often is the case in these wild card rounds, it's often sweeps, they set themselves up in a good place for Philly, right? Where you don't have the exhausted bullpen, you can do a little bit of a reset with the rotation. So it would be a pretty sick series starting this weekend in Philadelphia. Not trying to get too ahead of myself.
I was just there with you because as I'm hosting the show tonight, I'm like, I'm telling Mets fans to dream, but I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We know, and Mets fans will tell you, hey, we're not there yet. So let's talk about tomorrow. You know, you mentioned Tyrone Taylor. I remember when the signing happened, a former Brewer. It was one of those marginal moves that most Mets fans are like, ah, who's this guy? He has been phenomenal. But I think the signing of the year was Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea has been an ace. Sean Manaea has been great. And I think it was very underrated when they signed him. And I don't think anybody knew that he could be this type of guy. Now, here comes the opportunity for him to literally pitch the game that ends the series and sends the Mets to the NLDS. It's him versus former Yankee Frankie Montas. What are you expecting to see out of this one? I've got no love for Frankie Montas and his time in pinstripes, but I know he's been much better with the Brewers.
He also was hurt. He was just flat out hurt. The Yankees made a mistake. I mean, they acquired someone that was injured. And here's the ironic part of that. If the Yankees and Dodgers end up meeting up in the World Series, which, I mean, who knows? But if that happens, and I mentioned this on Foul Territory on my show a couple times over the last couple months, imagine if Jack Flaherty is shutting down the Yankees. The Yankees had a deal done for Flaherty. Do you know the reason why, in my mind, they didn't make that deal? And there's some other people that are even more inside the game.
Yeah.
It's because they were worried about his medicals, but Flaherty's looked really good, and he's kind of been the savior in a Dodgers rotation that has crumbled. So what's funny to me is The reason the Yankees don't end up with Flaherty, in my mind, is PTSD from the acquisition of Frankie Montas and the medical team trying to be a little more aggressive.
Can't get burned again. Can't get another player that we knew had some issues, and then he's not available. The Yankees always end up trading for guys or having guys that are hurt when you need them the most.
But isn't that crazy that Flaherty ends up being okay? And also, to me, the difference was Montas cost more in prospects at the time, in my mind, and was more than just a rental. For me, Flaherty was worth the risk. But they decided not to, and it's fine. Their rotation's in a good spot. But anyway, back to Montas. I mean, this is the significant advantage on the starting pitching side for the Mets in this game, too. I mean, Montas has been inconsistent at best, near 5 ERA. I wouldn't even factor in what you're looking at from an eye right now. I know the ERA is at 3.5. I'm sure it's significantly better over the past 2-3 months since he made massive changes to the way that he's pitching right now. So, yeah, he's been incredible. They've got the advantage. They've got the high leverage saved up. Diaz should be good to go again. He just looks amped up in general. I loved the way that he was talking himself back into the game the other day. The Mets have an advantage, I would say, most likely on offense in terms of pop, Keith, but the Brewers are super fast, super athletic, and capable of putting two wins together, even in an upset like this against the Mets. So, yeah, I think this one's going to be a nail-biter for Mets fans, but they should be favored. I mean, it should already be up if I check out odds. I mean, I'm imagining that the Mets are favored for tomorrow's game, being that they've got the pitching advantage here.
Yeah, I can look, too. We're on the phone with Scott Braun from Foul Territory. I mean, I think that the Brewers obviously are going to have their backs against the wall. They're going to come out swinging. They're fighting for their season. But, like, these Mets understand where they are and how they got here. I think they've got a great shot to get it done with their best starting pitcher on the mound. It's going to be a great
game.
Even
money.
Yeah, so.
Even money I'm seeing right now. I mean, we're big BetMGM people, so I'm seeing,
Mets
even
minus
money.
-110. Yep.
Yeah, split. So there you go. I mean, the thing is, the Brewers have played, a more consistent brand of baseball throughout the year, but you got to throw out what the Mets did for the first month and change. I'm seeing this right now, too, with the Padres, who are currently leading the Braves 3-0 here in the sixth inning. The Padres were 50-50 this year. It's a long season. They're not the same team as they were in the first half of the year, San Diego. It's a better team right now. They've got guys back from injury. I mean, Tatis missed a long period of time. He hit a huge home run for them early in this game in the first inning. They acquired relievers. So Mets, same story. I mean, the pitching alone is the story, because for me, Keith, when I was speaking to family members at the beginning of the year and they're like, do we have any chance? Is it worth watching the Mets play this year? I was like, I think they're going to be 500-ish. I said, I really like their offense. I mean, there's plenty of big names in there. It's still, a top payroll team. And you see that in the way that the offense is constructed. But I was like, I don't think they put together a World Series contender pitching staff. And on paper, it didn't look that way. The difference maker is Jeremy Hefner in the pitching program is just incredible. It's one of the best in baseball now. They've been able to transform arms, which is what the best teams are able to do. Milwaukee's on that list as well. So who saw Severino being this healthy and this strong, Manaea being this insane, Tyler McGill, David Peterson? These guys are having the best years of their career by far. That's the difference maker for New York this year.
Absolutely. Scott, you're the man. I'm always talking up Foul Territory for what my money's worth. I say it's the best podcast in baseball. I love what you guys are doing, bringing in team-specific podcasters, fans, expanding that way into television, man. Keep going. Have a great postseason. I'll bring you on later this month as we get closer to the Fall Classic.
Appreciate you. Anytime. Hit me anytime. Love what you do, Keith. You're the best, man. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.